Washington. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. New guidelines for flock camera usage are going into effect after concerns about potential misuse and unwarranted surveillance. Christopher Rivera with the Texas Civil Rights Project says they are weighing a lawsuit to stop the possible violation of Fourth Amendment rights.
But it's something our team has discussed and we are looking into, in particular with recent Supreme Court case rulings that would suggest that using these types of devices would be inherently a way that's actually trampling our Fourth Amendment rights.
Rivera says his group is looking into whether there has been any connection between Flock and ICE to conduct surveillance on citizens using their license plate reading cameras. Minnesota's attorney general is suing Governor Abbott for failing to send an ICE agent back to Minnesota to face charges. 52-year-old Christian Castro was arrested by the Texas Rangers in May for shooting through a door and injuring a man during an immigration crackdown in Minnesota. They claim Castro initially lied to law enforcement that he was attacked first, but video evidence allegedly shows otherwise. So he is charged with 4 counts of second-degree assault and 1 count of falsely reporting a crime. And Minnesota AG Keith Ellison wants him back, but says Governor Abbott isn't playing ball.
Whether or not he needed the lesson, I cited all relevant constitutional and legal authorities that leave him no discretion in this matter. I informed him that if he did not sign the rendition warrant by the end of the day yesterday, I would sue to compel him to do so. Governor Abbott did not respond.
This lawsuit filed yesterday morning is asking the federal court in Texas to require Governor Abbott to sign the warrant and not free Castro before Minnesota law enforcement picks him up. The longtime drummer for ZZ Top has died in Fort Bend County. Frank Beard was 77 and passed away in hospice care, according to the band. Beard joined ZZ Top in 1969 and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with his bandmates in 2003. He is the second original member to die, following bassist Dusty Hill in 2021. And ZZ Top will still perform.